This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan on Fun Kids, chatting to Shane Hegarty, who is the author of the Darkmouth series. Now, Shane, tell us a little bit more about the world of Darkmouth first, and a Finn, who is like the last legend hunter, right?
Yeah, he's the last boy of the last legend hunter in the last town on Earth where legends of myth still invade. And the problem for Finn is that soon it's going to be all up to him to take over the town, to fight the monsters, to save the world. And there's just one small problem, which is that he's not very good at it. And to add to that, he doesn't really want to be a legend hunter in the first place. He wants to be a vet.
I've been looking at some of the books online, and they've got this amazing pictures in them. I mean, obviously, you've done a fantastic job writing them. But I mean, talk to me about your illustrator, because, I mean, these pictures look amazing. What's it like seeing someone bring to life everything that was once in your head?
Really surreal. The first time I saw it, so the illustrator is James Delarue, who is a fantastic illustrator. I mean, you're right. You look at those pictures, and they really bring the book to extra life. And for me, when I was writing the book, I didn't really think about that end of it. I didn't know there would be so many illustrations. And as soon as I saw them, it was as if somebody had been living inside my head and seen everything that I saw.
Shane, do you want to play a game?
Yes, absolutely.
So essentially, this is Monster Mix and Match, right? I'm putting your like creative kudos kind of thing to the craft, right? You know, I've got it that you're a pretty amazing monster imaginer. So, in very short space of time, I'm going to give you some scenarios, and I want you to very quickly create a monster. I mean, I'm asking a lot of you here that's going to be able to do it, right?
Yeah, so we'll give it a go.
Scenario number one. Who knows? Maybe it's going to make the third book.
Yeah, anyway, you never know.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, I'd like some royalty if that is the case. But here we go. So number one, you've left your lunch at home. You are starving. It's the middle of a long day. You're hundreds of miles away from home. What are you going to do? What's the monster? What monster are we going to get?
Well, I suppose if the lunch is hundreds of miles, you've got a couple of choices. One, you could summon some kind of monster from the sky, so that you could get something to kind of come down and carry you, and you just have to hope that it doesn't carry you to its nest and eat you for its lunch. I suppose that would be the main thing. Or you can, I suppose, one of the characters in my book likes eating lots of grubs and larvae, and we've things like death larvae and things like that in the book, so he likes to eat those. You could try and find the kind of most hideous putrid creatures in the ground and just get tucked into those.
What about a name, very quickly? I know, this is asking something.
Well, I suppose the Lunch Crunch. Would that be Lunch Cruncher? Would that be a good name for a monster?
I'm all over that, Shane. Right, number two, you've forgotten to do your homework, right? And you need to distract your teacher for a long enough time that you can quickly scoot home, run there, and get your homework. What are you going to do?
Well, a good giant always comes in handy when you want a distraction. Some kind of giant that maybe will clobber the side of your classroom, but you got to make sure that it doesn't hit it hard enough that the wall collapses in and buries the teacher. But you wouldn't have to hand in your... Well, you might have got extra homework. If you happen to break the school, that would probably get you extra homework. What would you call the teacher creature? Would that be something like that?
Yeah, I'm big on this. This is good. Yeah. Right, your last one, Shane. Here we go. You're playing football in the park. The other team are way better than you, right? They're just beating you every way, which way. They're scoring so many more goals. You can't defend, you can't score. What do you do?
Well, this is the great thing about so many myths. They've got creatures with lots of legs and arms, and in some cases, heads. So I'd say, well, actually, because you can head the ball in football, I'd go with something like a hydra, which has seven heads, and you could just constantly cross the ball, even if you're rubbish at crossing the ball, and it will, at least one of those heads is going
to
get it.
It's going to have to be really
quick. And then
because
if you chop off a hydra's head, two more heads grow. Oh, I'm trying to think of a name now that would go with with the famous footballer, Steven Gerrard.
There you go,
there you go?
Yeah,
finally got it.
So we've got Steven Gerrard, you've got the teacher creature, and the lunch cruncher. You know, there's three books there.
There you go. That's me sorted. I can take the rest of the day off now.
Easy. Have a long weekend.
Yes.
Shane, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem, Dan. That was great. Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.